Welcome to Campfire Stories with Polymath Panda, presented by Storytime Hero. Gather round the campfire, little ones. I'm Polymath Panda, and tonight I have a wonderful adventure for you. Imagine the glowing embers of our fire are like tiny orange planets floating in the dark. Our story takes us far away to a moon base where three little pigs are preparing for a long journey. A giant grumpy alien is heading their way with a very big fan. To stay safe, the pigs must build rockets to reach Mars. It is going to take courage and very smart thinking for everyone here. On moon base Oink, the three little pigs were in a big hurry. The first pig, Ham, loved to nap. The second pig, Bacon, loved to play moonball. But the third pig, Link, was different. He spent all his time studying star charts with a brave young explorer. That's you. One morning, the space radio crackled with a warning. The big bad alien from the planet of Huff and Puff was zooming toward them. He had a giant space fan that could blow away anything in its path. The pigs knew they had to build rockets to escape to the far red planet called Mighty Mars. Ham was the first to start building. He didn't want to work hard. He wanted to get back to his nap. He looked around and saw a pile of golden space straw that had floated over from a nearby nebula. It was soft and very light. Within just 1 hour, Ham had tied the straw together into a pointy shape and added a little engine. It looked like a giant yellow ice cream cone. Ham hopped inside and waved his hoof. He thought his straw rocket was just fine. Do you think a straw rocket can really handle a giant space fan? Next was Bacon. He wanted his rocket to be a bit stronger than straw, but he still wanted to finish quickly so he could play. He found a bundle of crystal lunar sticks in a dark crater. They were shiny and clicked together like building blocks. Bacon spent 2 hours stacking the sticks into a tall, skinny tower with a round window. He tied them with moon string and painted the nose cone bright red. It looked much better than the straw rocket, but as it sat on the launch pad, it wobbled back and forth whenever the soft lunar breeze blew past it. Now it was your turn to lead the way. You told the pigs that you needed to use the power of aerospace. Aerospace is a wonderful word that describes the science of building things that fly through the air and the stars. It means planning carefully so your ship is strong and safe. You didn't use straw or sticks. Instead, you found heavy plates of shiny silver titanium. You used big bolts and strong welds to build a sturdy rocket. It was heavy, and it took all day to finish, but you knew this ship would never, ever fall down. Suddenly, the sky turned a strange shade of neon green. A shadow fell over the moon base as a giant round spaceship appeared. Out stepped the big bad alien. He was covered in purple fur and had one giant glowing eye. In his hands, he carried the Megamoth, a space fan as big as a house. He looked at the three rockets on the landing pads and chuckled a deep, rumbly laugh. He marched over to the first landing pad where Ham was hiding inside his straw rocket. He took a deep breath and turned his giant space fan on extra super high. The space fan whirred and roared. A huge gust of wind hit the straw rocket. In an instant, the golden reeds flew everywhere, swirling like a yellow blizzard in the sky. There was nothing left but Ham, sitting on his pilot's chair with no walls around him. Ham squealed in surprise and ran as fast as his little trotters could carry him over to Bacon's stick rocket. He scrambled inside and locked the door tight. The big bad alien just smiled and followed him, dragging his giant fan across the dusty moon ground. He was ready to puff and blow again. The alien stood before the stick rocket and turned the dial on his fan even higher. The wind began to howl. The crystal sticks began to snap and pop. One by one, the lunar wood flew off into space like tiny toothpicks. The rocket shook, groaned, and finally fell apart with a loud crash. Ham and Bacon were very scared now. They zoomed across the crater to your titanium rocket. You opened the heavy metal door and pulled them inside. The ship felt solid and safe. Outside, the alien was huffing and puffing with all his might against the metal walls. The big bad alien turned his fan to the maximum power. The wind was so strong it moved giant moon rocks, but your titanium rocket didn't move an inch. It stood firm and strong on its heavy legs. The alien huffed and he puffed until his face turned blue, but he couldn't blow the ship down. You smiled and pressed the big red launch button. With a mighty roar of the engines, the rocket zoomed upward. The blast of the takeoff was so powerful, it blew the alien's fan right out of his hands. You were finally flying away to Mars. Pigs cheered as their titanium home landed softly on the red sands of Mars. They were safe because you knew that a strong foundation is the most important part of any build. And that's tonight's campfire tale. Remember, strong foundations are needed even in outer space. If you loved this story, ask your grown-up to visit storytimehero.ai, where families can create personalized storybooks made just for their kids. Until next time, friends, keep that imagination burning bright. I will be right here by the fire, waiting to tell you another story. Sleep tight and dream of the stars.